This episode was sponsored by We Feed Raw. Feeding dogs real food should not feel complicated. With We Feed Raw, it doesn't. Complete and balanced raw meals are customized for each dog's size, age, and activity level, then delivered right to the door. Just thaw, serve, and feed. No prep, no guesswork, no trying to figure out portions alone. Inside every meal is the highest quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, and premium nutrition designed to support better digestion, healthier skin and coats, and lasting energy. Real food, made practical for real life. Visit WeFeedRaw.com to get started and see today's best offer.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. Today we are here to talk about episode 12 of Survivor 50. You know, I'm personally in mourning over here, and so I felt like there was no better person to talk to about this episode than my good friend from Big Brother 25 and Amazing Race 38, Izzy Gleicher Fields.
I'm in mourning too, Sharon. Look, I'm wearing black.
I should have wore black. What was I thinking? It's my favorite. Listen,
it's Cerie's funeral and Devin's, but you know, this is Cerie's funeral.
What can we talk about? I just thought that was so rushed. I didn't like how it was all in one episode.
I was furious about it. Like, I only clocked it when all of a sudden we were 25 minutes in and we were going to tribal. And I was like,
not a fan.
Yeah. So that, I think the, not to be that person, but the editing of this episode, I think, like, narratively speaking, and also just like how much actual time was given to both Devin's and Cerie's exit, I think was like flawed, you know?
I agree. I think they're the two of the biggest characters this season. They're rushed in this episode. And I feel like we're going to jump around a lot today because I just rewatched it and there was too much going on that I almost like was like, wait a minute, Tiffany wanted Rizzo. Like it was complicated.
Yeah. If we're going to be non-linear here. I think that this episode, I love that it like culminated. You know, it was like Aubrey versus Cerie, you know, and it felt like really heavy and like really cool because they have so much experience playing the game together. But this season, like, absolutely, we're like respecting each other's domain, but like playing parallel games, like not intersecting really a lot. And like, I think, you know, I was one of the haters of pre-merge where it was like, we're only hearing men's voices tell this story. And watching this episode made me really think like, damn, there was such a missed opportunity to like basically build up this battle of the queens, the mothers of this season.
That's a great point.
Especially because like they both were targeted super heavily early on in the game and almost never stopped. But Cerie was losing, Aubrey was winning, you know? And like one of the reasons I think Aubrey is in this like floater position is because her tribes were winning, she never actually had to solidify numbers. Like she needed to lock something in right quick because she was going to tribal every week, you know? And so it's like, I just think these sort of like, I don't know, it's like how two planes are existing at the same time. Like it's like they're the-
And they both know, like they both know each other as a threat and they both respect each other.
Yes.
But yeah, it was, and even at the end, they both gave each other their flowers, which, yeah, you're right. And we'll get into it, but and this is no shade on Aubrey. I think Aubrey is playing great as she always does. I just think the edit of her game, and I know this is not a hot take, I know other people have said this, has been so strange to me. But I just thought rush episode, I think we yada yada'd over fucking, excuse my language, Cerie Fields going home, and even Devin's, you know, I guess let's talk about Devin's tribal first, just because I think it affects the second one.
Absolutely.
All right. So in terms of Devin's, I think one of the things I'm seeing, and I asked Cerie about this too, is like, should Devin's and Cerie have teamed up here? I know, you know, they didn't work together on the previous tribal, so that probably was not going to happen. But like, those were the two biggest quote unquote threats at that point. And I can see both sides of it. Like, right. Like, I don't know if that really gives Cerie another day or whatever, but I'm interested to know about like, do we think they should have teamed up as opposed to going after each other?
Yeah. Like, I think it's like more so the Rizzo of it. I actually think like Rizzo has been so, so obsessed with like, I don't think, basically all I'm saying is like, I don't think Devin's and Cerie had a social thing. Yeah. Like, I think Devin squashed it with Sari the minute they got back to camp, and he said, oh, that hurt my feelings to put it, you know, put your name down. I really didn't want to do it. I love you, Sari. And she's like, that doesn't work on me. Like, of course.
I loved what she said.
Like, it's like, but I think like that reveals to her, like, oh, you don't get me and you don't get what we're doing here. And like, we can't actually now do something big from this point on, you know, like, she's not Joe. That doesn't work, you know, like, but I think like Rizzo, I think the Rizzo of it, he's been too obsessed, I think, with like his few options for who he can sit next to in the final three and win, that I think he's forgetting like how he's gonna fucking get to final three. Like, I think he's put himself in a bad position here. And like, I think unfortunately, this new era format of Final Four Fire is like a fail safe, especially with Sari. I mean, it's been noted that she can't make fire. Mm. Like, I think it's like, you want to get to final three, take Sari to four.
Yeah. You
know? Like, yeah, I think that was like a missed opportunity from Rizzo. And he's like, yeah, I think he was very, very sloppy last episode and this episode, honestly.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well, I'm jumping
in terms of Rizzo, even in the first tribal, like Tiffany wants Rizzo gone. She's not happy about this idol. I don't know if it's on. Tiffany went home with an idol, I think, on 46, right? I believe.
Oh, I can't even remember.
I can't remember.
Maybe
can't
she's remember. Just like haunted by that. Like,
I think, yeah, I think there's something like Tiffany is just like the idol. She's like, get these idols out of here. Yeah. And I'm just wondering if Sari's, despite people saying she's not loyal, is loyal.
The most.
Sari could have easily turned on Rizzo, went with Tiffany and been like, yeah, let's get out Rizzo. She didn't. She gave Rizzo the heads up. Obviously, Rizzo, we see, turns on Sari. But yeah, in terms of Rick, I'm just trying to think. Did Rick have anywhere to go here? He was sort of a sitting duck.
No, I mean, like, I think he was done. I think he was absolutely done, right? I mean, who did he have? Like, at that point, he had betrayed the closest people to him that he had been working with. And the other side had wanted him gone from the jump. Like, Joe was salivating, you know?
Yeah.
He didn't have any power, but I think at that one, it was like, he finally got.
The Joe and Devin's thing has been so interesting. And Devin's told me they're actually fine after the show, like, that's which is rare because so I know this cast is not exactly best friends, but...
No.
But yeah, I think Devin's, you know, he already sort of played a fake idol, so he probably couldn't have pulled that again. Maybe no one would have believed him. He did look. I was surprised there was like no real regular idols after like the merge.
No,
I don't love
I think
that.
It's like, I mean, of course that Devin's is going to go searching for an idol, but I think like there was like to me it was like Devin's. You're like reverting. I mean, he said it at Tribal. He was like, wow, I reverted to my old self, where he just like sort of forgets how that actually that morning he needed to just sit with everyone and have breakfast vibes with everyone and like assimilate back into the culture. And instead he's like, I need a trick. And it's like, rationally speaking, you know, there's not an idol. Like, you got that idol from Mr. Beast. They're not planting it back. Mm. You know, they plant idols that are already planted at Tribal. Like, they're not just, it's not just willy-nilly, you know, like in there. Mm. Anyway, I just like, it broke my heart because I was like, Devin, stop being the like, you know, stop being the kid that like can't hang. And so he has to be like the class clown.
Mm. You know? It's interesting. It's almost like Ozzy reverted back to how he originally was. And then Devin's did as well. It's almost like.
Oh, it's almost like, I don't know, maybe the women are really showing a lot of growth and evolution and the men are struggling with that.
Listen, I will give Devin's credit. You know, I did like Devin's his original season. I know a lot of people did not.
I did too.
Like,
I
love a chaotic player.
Yeah,
who makes good TV. And you know what? I'm a sucker for more of like the, not all the touching moments, like when they're forced, but Devin's at Tribal talking about the stars. I know some people might not like that. I thought he had a really interesting arc this season and I really appreciated that he was there. He was an alternate. He wasn't even supposed to be on. What do you make of Devin's game as a whole? Is he someone that you would be interested in seeing play again?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's entertaining, but I do think he is one note, you know?
Mm.
Like, I think maybe his moment that he had at Tribal, which I did think was really sweet. And Sari said she was really, like, her seemingly emotional was, like, real. She was like, wow, I was really feeling for Devin's in that moment. Mm. And I loved seeing that. And like, maybe me and Paige talked about it, that actually like maybe in that moment he maybe made the most growth that like actually maybe another time through he really would be a different player. Cause I don't think he was really a different player this time. You know what I mean? It was just like a different.
I think he said that he was like, I was trying to play different. And then you of course just revert back to your antics a little bit. But you know, I thought another thing he said in his exit interview with me was that, cause I think you can tell sometimes the jury wants theater, right? They want Tribal Council to be fun and exciting. And I think now I don't think they love what Rizzo's doing at Tribal Council, but in terms of Devin's, I think they did sort of come around to him. I think they were all like very much enjoying what he was doing. You could see a lot of them were emotional when he left. And he had told me that the jury, when he got back to Ponderosa, was like, no, we were rooting for you. Obviously, do I think he could have beat Suri? No. But do you think Devin's, if he's sitting next to anyone else, might have won?
Oh, I mean, like, I think I actually attribute this final five a lot to Aubrey in a lot of ways. I think she's been instrumental in a lot of like interesting, like sort of potentially game-changing votes. And I think like there are a lot of unlikable people left in this game. Like, I mean, I think like I truly don't think Rizzo, Jonathan, or Joe have a shot at winning this game.
It's tough.
You know, because it's like they're so unlikable. And Aubrey has said that it's basically like, that is my strategy. Like, I was sitting next to this social butterfly. It cannot happen again. And like, she's doing that. She even said, she was like, oh, people hate Rizzo right now. They find him annoying. He's my favorite guy, you know? Yep. Like, so she, so I think like if Devin's was still in the mix, I think he would be competitive just with this. Like, if you swap out Tiffany and Devin's or something.
Yeah.
You know, if they got what they wanted, which was Tiffany and Suri, you know, like if that was that, then I think Devin's could do something with it, you know?
Okay. Well, in terms of when, you know, and we'll get into the rest of it, but in terms of Suri, okay, did she have any room to maneuver here? Like, she knew her number was up. She knew people were after her.
Tiffany was the only one. I think if Rizzo was really on board, like if Rizzo didn't flip, if Rizzo stayed with Suri and Tiff, I think potentially Joe or Jonathan, most likely Joe would have voted with, like, I think they could have gotten the majority there. But that's why I think like Rizzo Aubrey. Has been so, you know, like, yeah. You know, Rizzo has been so instrumental sort of in this downfall, which I think is going to be to his detriment. You know, like I said to Paige this morning, I was like, there's no way for me to objectively like talk about everyone's perspective on season 40, because my only perspective is getting Suri to final tribal. Like
Listen, I'm struggling. Fair.
Yeah. I'm struggling so hard to do that, but it's like, I really tried to be like, if you're Rizzo, does this work? And I think like, I don't know. I really worry for his, you know, continuing.
All right. So that's what I let's talk about that, because Rizzo, there are people on the jury that I think would vote for Rizzo depending on who he's next to. Someone like a Devin's, maybe. Someone like a Christian and Emily, maybe. I feel like those kind of votes could be, but who could he have a chance sitting next to?
I think his only shot is against Jonathan and Joe. Like, I think that's the only combination. Like, I think he would get votes against Tiffany, but I think it would be close, you know, like, and I think she might win, especially if Suri is on the jury, like she's campaigning for Tiffany, you know. I think he's absolutely not winning against Aubrey.
No.
You know, I don't think,
I think that's a tough
Devin's.
One.
Like, I think reputation has a lot in the, like, I think we can't diminish. I mean, Suri was a threat because of her reputation. I think she would have been in those final three seats if they were actually strangers. And this game, you know?
Yeah.
So
I never watched him play.
You can't help it with a season like this, right? Like, that sort of like just comes with the territory, but I think it changes the game. And I think Rizzo's really underestimating that. I mean, I think a lot of these people are not wanting to give R-I-Z-G-O-D this money, you know, like, and we got bitter people. We got Coach and Chrissy on the jury, you know, like, anyway.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about this a lot, the idol thing, you know, because I think it should be, if you have an idol for that long and no one is really worried about it, like Tiffany was the only one they were so not worried about Rizzo's idol that Tiffany being worried put a target on her back. That's how not worried they are that Rizzo has this idol. And I think that should say to Rizzo, he's not a threat. Like, they don't care. Like, because ultimately they're like, yeah, he's not going to play it. Like, we're just functioning like he's not going to play it because he's just
interesting.
He's banking his whole game on like an idol play that he's not doing. And that in the game design, he can't even play on someone else. Like, I think the most powerful thing about an idol is actually you don't know where it's going to go because someone can play it for anyone. But he has to
I don't like that, himself. By the way.
Like, right? Like, I just think he's, I don't know. Isn't this what he did on 49? Like, isn't he just doing
it is. Exact so thing? I'm wondering if that is affecting the perception, like, that maybe he's putting more weight into what they think about him holding onto this idol. Because it was, I will say, very impressive in 49. It was like, because he was a target as opposed to here yeah. where maybe he wasn't. So maybe he is putting more stock in that. That's interesting. I didn't think about that. But yeah, I wonder what, and I'm excited to chat with him because I'm like, what did he think his play was here? Because listen, I don't think it's like wanting Cerie Fields out because you're going to lose to her. Like, that's not a crazy assumption.
No.
But you're not wrong in saying like, well, then how does he get there? And then who does he beat? You know, I don't know.
Exactly. That's my thing. Like, I'm really on this kick of like, I'm not sure. I mean, I think there are a lot of factors, but like the sort of strategy in new era has been very like, I don't know. I hate the wording, like individual resume building. And it's like that literally like doesn't, that's meaningless. Like not one, it doesn't take one person to do a move. Like even in the beginning of this episode, Aubrey and Jonathan were like, kind of button heads about
I know.
Like, who could take credit for it. And it's like, both of you can take credit for it. You just have to prove why your part of the plan was active, you know, why what you were doing to enact that move like was really part of it. Like the Black Widow Brigade, it might have been Cerie's idea, but like Natalie needed to be Eric's confidant and like everyone had to do their part to make it happen. Like they all get credit if they're at final tribal, you know, like I really believe that, you know?
And also just, who explains it the best? Like you can fluff it up and explain it better than the person that was actually more responsible.
Exactly. That's so true. It's like, but I think like, yeah, they're becoming so like individually focused. I think Rizzo's wrapped up in this and it's like bleeding out into like, I can be the only one left of my alliance or it's not justified or like, making these individual moves at like one time without really thinking about moving forward. That's why I think he's already thinking about who he wants to sit next to, but actually like, I don't think he's in a great position to get there.
Yeah.
That's why the Reba 4 was so powerful because it's like, actually, if you just like, it is a fail proof way to get to the end. It's just like, be solid, you know?
Yeah. Do you also think, cause this brings into a Big Brother a little bit too. It's like, especially in an all-star season of some sort, people want a good representation for the season. I think that's also something that you got to think about of like, I could have played the most strategic game, but like if everyone doesn't like me or if people don't feel like I'm represent, like I just remember Chrissy in her exit press saying that she wasn't a big fan of Rizzo because he was sick and they all took care of him and he didn't really thank them. Like, so I don't think Chrissy would vote for Rizzo for that, like literally for that reason versus even if he explained his game. So do you think everyone's thinking like that?
Like thinking like not so like.
Like maybe my resume doesn't matter.
Oh, right. Yes. Well, no, I think that's why reputation really matters. It literally, Cerie could sit there at Final Tribal like this.
And say nothing.
Yeah. And they would all vote for her. You know what I mean? Like it literally doesn't matter. Like everyone would be. Their questions would all just be explaining why Cerie has won this season. You know, like I really believe that, you know? So I think like, I just think that, you can't help, but this spans over 20 years of relationships and like understanding of each other and stuff like that. Of course the old schoolers are going to like feel some type of way with the new era people, you know, like especially a Chrissy type, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. Like I believe in bitter jurors. Like I believe that like, what's beautiful about this game is like understanding people enough to understand that like, yeah, Chrissy's going to make this decision based on whatever the fuck Chrissy decides is the, you know, and as a winner, you have to understand your jury like that, play to those those
I ideals, agree.
You know? So like, I love it. I'm here for it. Chrissy, like, I can't wait for the lot. I can't wait for the live finale.
Oh my God. We'll talk about that. Yeah. But yeah, I agree. I'm like, I'm okay with everyone voting how they want to vote. I believe in bitter juries are a thing. I just think that's part of the jury management totally. That you need to know. And the same thing on Big Brother.
Exactly.
And I agree with that. You know what I want to ask you? I was thinking, had Rizzo's idol not been the boomerang, whatever, he could only play it on himself. I mean, now we know he wanted Suri out, so it's a no. But I'm curious, like, could they have come up with something to like bluff more with that idol? It's just so limiting when you can only play it on yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I totally agree. Actually, wait, this makes me, can I tell you my fan fiction of I was working really hard on the Rick Devins vote out to be like, what could have saved Rick Devins? And I do think it would have been Suri going out instead. But I think at Tribal, I was really upset that Rick decided to raise his hand and say, I'm the target. Like, it's me. Because I think he should have raised his hand and been like, well, Jeff, I know everyone thinks I'm the target, but I heard everyone saying Suri's name today at camp. Because that's totally believable. And everyone there would have been like, am I left out of the Suri vote? Like, holy shit. Like, does that mean I'm close with Suri? Like, what? I think it would have caused the most chaos and potentially gotten her voted.
Interesting.
Out. But I was like a little disappointed that Rick didn't like, I don't know, play some wild thing at Tribal.
Interesting. Anyway,
that's all.
Yeah. I mean,
moment. He knew.
He knew. And I just think the lack of normal idols kind of hindered some stuff this season, but whatever.
Yeah.
So can we talk about this? Cause like, so Rizzo lost in fire last season. And I'm all right. And this is reading into the edit. So if you don't like that. The way that I'm seeing this play out, and Stephen Fishback tweeted this and I thought it was genius. Whoever goes out final five gets the worst edit because it's the beginning of the finale. So to me, that's Tiffany. So I don't know, but to me, I'm like, okay, Tiffany was weirdly like, didn't get a lot of edit. You know, maybe Aubrey too, although I feel like they're setting up Aubrey to win. This is just my opinion.
They gave Aubrey full credit for Suri. I mean, I think
that's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Who got the credit? Who's going to get the credit for Suri? Who's going to explain that at Tribal? I feel like Aubrey's going to kill that.
Well, so I mean, if I'm reading into what you're saying is you think Tiffany is going to go out at five and Rizzo is going to go out fire. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that would be tragic if it did for him. But think about it. Okay, it obviously depends on who wins Final Four immunity and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But Joe is a firefighter. So if you want, you're throwing him in fire if you want to get someone else out, probably.
Yeah, Jonathan, totally.
And Jonathan, I have to assume, can make fire as well. I'm worried about Rizzo here.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Right. I mean, of course.
He had 9 days. Did he practice fire?
Yeah.
I mean, she's played four times. She probably can. I don't know. Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. But yeah.
That's a good one, actually. Can Aubrey, like Aubrey versus Rizzo, I think Rizzo's still in trouble. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I would put my money on Aubrey.
Over him. Yeah. Because he just, over Rizzo. Yeah.
But
that's where I worry about him.
Yeah. I think like, I'm curious where the Suri credit is going to go. You know, I mean, I trust based on this, you know, I would trust Aubrey and Tiffany's just speaking skills
at Tribal over any
of the dudes that are left. You know, Tiffany wasn't a part of the Suri vote. You know what I mean? So in my mind, I think Aubrey is going to spin the most compelling story just solely based on the Suri vote. But I do think Rizzo has the case of being like, y'all, I was her person and I did this, you know, even though he's actually the one that gave it away. I mean, I'm sure Suri talked about this, but like even before they went to the challenge and we saw this conversation that they had where Rizzo was like, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but the plan is if, and Suri's like, well, what if she wins immunity? And he's like, well, I don't know.
And this goes, what do you mean?
We'll beat her. You know, Suri knew right then and there. Oh my God. The fact that he didn't have the wherewithal, fully mid player, fully like kind of, I don't know. I think he's.
So you're not a Rizzo stan, basically.
No, I think he's like fully a pawn this season. And because of his ego, he thinks that he's like really in control. But I think so many outside factors are like sort of guiding what he's
doing. So he's not a Fields, is what you're saying. Is
Listen, I can't speak to that. Only mother can speak to that.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But yeah.
That's a good point.
So anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, I've been sort of impressed with him in a lot of ways. Do I think, and I actually do think if he got to Final Tribal, he could articulate himself, like you're saying, in terms of what he did better than some other people. But I just worry, yeah, in terms of just like sort of the old school players want, you know,
are they respecting gonna like
that. Yeah, I worry about that. I just think, especially because they haven't seen him play, they're like, who's this kid going to come in and win our season? Like, I don't know. Again, yeah. I think he could get votes. I'm not saying he can't. I'm just, so anyway, I'm worried about Rizzo. I don't know if this was the right move for him. We shall see.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like everyone at Final Tribal, maybe not Joe or Jonathan. I actually don't know. Aubrey and Tiffany, Tiffany can't take credit for Suri.
No.
Aubrey will take credit for Suri.
Yeah. I think Aubrey's.
That's how she's going to win.
Yeah, I think Aubrey's going to get the credit for Suri.
Okay.
I DM'd her today. Good game.
Oh my God. I'm just like thinking about all this in real time. And I'm like, yeah, this is definitely how it's going to go. But interesting. Okay. So I thought it was interesting. We didn't really see so many relationships all the time. But man, Suri had Joe taking her on a reward. Suri had Jonathan being like, I got to check Suri on this. And I'm just like, oh, damn, there was so much we didn't see.
Yes. No, I know. And I think, like, I mean, I loved the controlled chaos that she created by that her last Hail Mary of trying to spin this information leak on Aubrey. And
which I think it's brilliant.
Like, oh my God. And I loved all of them just being like, okay, I guess it doesn't make sense, but like she said it in Suri, and like, I believe what she says, but like, I guess she could be lying. Ah, you know, and it's like, that's how you feel, you know? I mean, yeah. So it's hilarious. I mean, I tell the Red story all the time. Like,
oh my God.
Made me talk to him, have this conversation with Red in the house. And the way she was interacting in the conversation, I was like, oh my God, she's cutting me. I'm going to be a target. And then Red leaves the room and she's like, that moron. Good job. You did a good job. I can't stand him. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to puke.
Did she ever control your face? Did she ever do any of that to you?
Okay. All the time. She's like, why are you looking like that? You know, she can like really, she should be a ventriloquist, you know? Yeah. I mean, now, yeah, it's crazy.
Did you ever have code words with Suri?
Sometimes there would sometimes be like a little, if I'm like, you know, like a hand gesture or like, we often did a thing where it was like, if she squeezed my hand, it was like, it would just be a sign of whatever, like we on the same page, don't worry or whatever, you know?
Things like that. Suri to squeeze my hand.
She's very good at the non-verbal communication. Like, I, you know, she's very good at that. She's very aware of that. Like, I mean, her comforting Devins at Tribal was special, you know?
I
like,
love that.
She did that with Christian, you know, to like, anyway, yeah, I think she's very good with people, you know? She's undeniably good with people.
I also was surprised, not surprised, I guess. So yeah. When Ozzy went out,
yeah,
was that the like where her game went wrong?
Yes.
Like once Ozzy's out.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm thinking about
right
this.
Because that just like you need those numbers not to have three solid. She had four solid, right? She had Rizzo, Ozzy, and Tiff and her, right?
Yeah.
Like she had those not to have that. At seven is really hard. And I think that's where Rizzo made his choice. I mean, he had flipped on Suri the minute he let, you know, he could have saved his ass by just telling him to play his idol. You know what I mean? Like, I know Ozzy had been so loose-lipped that like, who knows if like,
oh my God, that was crazy.
Would have gotten around, you know? But yeah, I mean, I think like Rizzo made his decision at that split. Tribal for sure that it was like he was not continuing with Suri.
Yeah. Did you catch Ozzy's exit press? He wasn't thrilled with Rizzo.
No, but of course, I mean, I think that was like part of it that they were always like a little bit competitive with each other, right?
Like, who does mother like best?
Yeah. Well,
I'm the older brother. You're the younger brother.
Yeah. Well, and it's just like Ozzy, like you did it again. You know what I mean? Like, this whole story arc of growth and everything. And you also didn't just play your idol.
I mean, I think his story arc was directly tied to Ceri. Like, had Ceri not been there, would he have made the same growth?
No, when we saw that, they were gone for like 2 seconds and he was like a total catastrophe.
But this is what I was a little bothered by. Like, I thought Ozzy, Colby, they got a bigger goodbye than Ceri. Like, no?
I think so too. I think so too. And I think, you know, I'm never one to like defend the edit or production. I do think like these decisions of how, what's going to happen in each episode is determined. Like, I think they knew this. I don't think they were like, but it's crazy not to make that decision earlier in the game, like pre-merge or something. I think, can I say a little beef, which like people in the comments, tell me what the answer to this is, because I'm not going to go back and watch and find out. But Jeff has done this to Ceri before, and I don't like it. He made her say the tribe has spoken.
I didn't like it.
I do not like that. And that is not the first time. This is what I want people to tell me. Did he do it in Game Changers? Because first of all, in Game Changers, the tribe had not spoken. But like, you know, but I think, I can't remember if it was Game Changers or Micronesia, but like he did it to Ceri, I think, in another season. But just generally, I don't like when that happens. I feel like, don't make that person like do their own exit. Like,
right.
Respect to like
do the thing. I think I co-sign that.
You know, I was so icked out. I was so upset after she said such like a humble, beautiful, like loving thing, you know, and just like a genuine, let me give you some affection. Oh, I ain't gonna say it.
Yeah, and guess what? Now I'm actually mad. Did anyone clap for Ceri? Did we get any claps?
I don't think we got any claps. Not even from the jury. We didn't even get a standing ovation.
Aubrey, come on. Yeah, where's the standing ovation? Yeah. It's fucking Ceri. Anyway.
Yeah, you're so right. But I mean, like, also just spiritually in the edit, there was no applause, you know? I think there should have been more applause, you know?
I think it was just rushed, the whole thing, and I wasn't a big fan. I liked Aubrey, like I said, giving her flowers in the voting booth a little bit. I don't know how Sandra and Tony feel about that, but...
Ooh, I love that they're mad. Stay mad. Stay mad. I love it. No, that meant so much to Ceri. Like,
It was sweet.
Yeah. She didn't know that Aubrey had said any of that. Like, she heard it for the first time in the edit. And I just think that's... Yeah, I think it's sweet.
Well, speaking of, you know, you talk to Ceri way more than any of us. How is she doing?
She's good. She genuinely is like, she feels so good about her game. Like, I
don't think she
thought that she would make it this far, just given so much of the expectation and target on her back, you know? So she's feeling really proud. You know, she feels like this is her most, like, she really found the intersection of like her social game and her strategic mind. And I think like she's really, the way that she's really evolved is like really finding words to describe the strategy. You know, she always has the gut instinct. I think she like was fueled on like reading people and relationships and knowing how to maneuver. And I think like her evolution has been like, oh yeah, I've been a strategic wizard this whole time. And now I know exactly why and like how it's all connected. And I just like love hearing her talk strat now on the beach. I just think it's like so cool and like, and much more evolved. And like, there's a reason why for everything that she does and says. And it's like, yeah. So I think she felt it, you know, she was like, she came off the season being like, it's my best season. Like,
I
best
mean,
season. And I think it was undeniable. I mean, I think everyone can see that. So how can she not, you know, be proud? And also everyone's going to get her that Sia money. We're all going to get her that.
Can we talk about that? Yeah.
You know? I think if Rupert got $1 million, they should up this to $1 million.
Did he get $1 million?
Yeah.
How come I don't remember that?
Anyway, I just think Ceri's got to get that vote. Like, come on. Yeah. Justice for Ceri.
Give her. I mean, listen, the woman has given so much to this show. Give her something. Jesus. I agree, though. I think it's her most impressive game, which is crazy to say. It's just one of those things. No one's ever going to be able to replicate what Ceri can do. It's just the skills that she has, you can't teach. I don't even think you can necessarily learn. I think it's just like, she just has it. And It's just so impressive. And it's crazy because we'll never see this again. I really don't think we'll see a player like her ever. I'm sure we'll see other facets of the game evolve, but like, wow, like what a run. And yeah, it was just like a bummer to see her go. Ugh.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I think it speaks to like everyone should go into this game. Listen, I'm not a gimmick person. I might be like an oddball, but like this is just like who I am. There's no gimmick here. You know, I think that's why me and Sari bonded, why she trusted me right away. Like, she's not a gimmick person either. Like, it icks her out so bad. And I think like that's why she's so good, because she is like being genuine with everyone. She respects everyone, you know, like she really respects people. And I think like you can tell the people that are like, I don't know, putting on an act or like they want to be something on TV. And like, I don't think it lends itself to good Survivor playing, you know, mm-hmm. and ultimately relationship building, which is like all this is, you know.
I mean, she was targeted by Jenna Lewis. Oh my
God, before, please. I don't know. Listen, I'm not in the chats, but that, you know, that Zoom alliance was coming.
Well, some people said she was in it. I'm like so confused who was in this Zoom alliance.
So ridiculous. But yeah, an insane, she played so hard.
So hard. All right. So other things that happened in this episode.
Yeah.
We'll just touch on randomly.
Yes.
The immunity challenges, whatever. Joe wins the one. Thoughts on Joe's game? Give me an opinion. I'm not allowed to talk about Joe. Joe blocked me. I don't know why. I didn't say anything. I want to
get blocked. All right, let me get blocked by Joe. No, Joe is okay. I actually was so ticked off in the immunity challenge. Inconceivable. I was very upset in like, why are they all just so op? Why didn't Aubrey just finish the challenge? Like that, I mean, I'm happy she said it, but like, what part of her in her instinct, I guess she was just like, she's been working that hard to build up those numbers to be with her. You know, like, I think that
she knows, she knows she can probably beat Joe. So I think she wanted Tiff out.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, oh, I got so mad just because it's like, who wants to help Joe? And Joe was so entitled. Like, he wasn't even trying. He was like, I'll wait until you give me the answer. You know, like in this gross demeanor. I was so upset about that.
I before E, except after C, people. That is the rule.
And conceivable with an E is crazy. Yeah.
What else happened? Oh, what can we talk about the food situation? They're really pissed that Rizzo didn't eat his chicken.
They're so pissed. Well, I think like, I mean, come on. I know, listen, Rizzo, we've hung out. What up? But like, oh my God, he's just such a princess. Like he doesn't, like I would be so annoyed with living with Rizzo. Like he seems like, you know, and I'm not even one that's like all up about camp life, but just like, he seems so incapable at like life on Survivor.
But do you think that just goes back to what your season was? His season, clearly they didn't give a sh about camp life. So it's like, right. If you went back on Big Brother, I'm curious, like, do you sort of play or start to play how like that your house was? And then now you're like, oh, this is a new group of people. The rules are not the same. Some people are messy. They don't care about dishes. You know what I mean? Like, well, you kind of have to adapt.
Yes, I think you have to adapt. I think he's not been great at that, you know? And I think like, I think that speaks to, I mean, he can't help it. He never even got to see himself. You learn so much.
Well, that's true.
Not so much hearing the noise from everyone else, but you seeing yourself. Oh my God. I mean, like, I feel like that's what I learned from was like, oh, bitch. Like,
I would hate it. So I would hate watching myself.
But so like, I think like he was, you know, him and Savannah were at a disservice, not being able to have any reflection time really at all, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Jonathan. Jonathan, first of all, licking the rice, disgusting. I'm on Tiffany's side here. Like,
oh my God,
are you sticking your tongue?
It's disgusting. Rice. And it's like, I just had Michaela flashbacks. You know, I mean, that was all made up, but I just had Michaela flashbacks of like, if this was reversed and Tiffany had done that, that would have been it. You know what I mean? Like, I think she would have been villainized to the max by this fucking disgusting piece of shit child, man. Oh, I can't with him and his nipples.
I've never noticed, but I know that his shirts are very ripped.
Yeah, just always.
Well, some of his shirts are they like purposefully ripped? Did he like show up with them ripped, or did they rip over time? I really don't understand. I don't know.
That is the question. But I had like a jump scare the other day because he like, I don't follow him. He popped up in my algorithm, this video where like, he's like slow motion carrying this boulder and then he like throws it over a pier and then he like dives into the water and he picks up the boulder and then he just like walks into anyway, that was just, I just.
Yes, something must have happened that your algorithm was like, you need to see this. But
I was like, okay. Yeah, I was like, why? I don't know, rage baiting me, I guess.
Do you think he's playing a better game than he did on 42?
I think like all of his confessionals have just admitted that he's now like understands the mechanics of Survivor. You know, like I don't think he's necessarily playing different, but he definitely understands that different things are happening. You know, okay. Don't you think? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I also think he, you know, talked to Boston Rob. Boston Rob probably gave him a little bit of advice. Do I? It seemed like it helped a little bit. Do I? I don't know. I it's hard to say, to be honest.
Well, but it sounds like, I mean, I think like Suri said it great, where it's like Jonathan is malleable. You know, if you just like stroke his ego. It's not really about him doing something different, but I think he's with players that are able to read him a little bit better. And I think like Aubrey and Suri, in their own different ways, have been like, you know, coaxing Jonathan.
Actually think that's smart, because I think, you know, who didn't do that? And poor D. I think she didn't stroke his ego. And I think that's why he came for her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She wasn't scared. And it's like, ah, it sucks. Like, because it's way easier. D is smart, right? I mean, like, D is way more of a threat than Jonathan. So you have a fight like that. Of course, like, of course, the like safer thing to do is to side with Jonathan, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's a good point.
Yeah, I think ultimately he's like a goat, you know, that they all just see. I mean, he hasn't been even in anyone's mouths the entire season, right? Am I crazy?
That's like, true.
I think, like, literally, we haven't even had a moment where he's been an option. Like, I think he has had such an easy, I don't know if he's evolved, because like everyone's just been like, oh great, Jonathan will vote this way too. I don't know. Like, he just hasn't been questioned or something.
That's a great point. I didn't think about that. I think Joe either, right?
Yeah, Joe and Jonathan. Either. Well, yeah. I mean, who's not taking Joe to the end? What does he do? I mean, like, you know.
Izzy, like, you're right? Going to get me blocked by everybody. Jesus Christ.
Leave Sharon alone. I said it.
Oh, my God.
Don't come for Sharon.
I did forget Stephanie's on the jury. I think she's a fan of them. So I think it's like Joe. I think it's Steph, Chrissy, Coach contingent.
Yeah.
They could get votes again. I guess it depends. But yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah. In terms of Tiffany, we talked about her a little bit. I think I don't see how she gets to the end. That's my worry for her. Do I think if she got there, she would have a case? Absolutely. I just worry about her actually getting there. She's won competitions. I think she's the next target, but do you disagree? Any thoughts on Tiffany?
No, I think she's absolutely the next target. I'm super worried for Tiffany. Yeah. Like, she's got to win the whole way to the end now, I think. Yeah, yeah, it's like, I've actually really loved, I wish we got more of Tiffany. I was saying to Paige earlier, like, we got that amazing moment between Tiffany and Aubrey pre-merge. And it was like, oh, wow, this is the duo I never knew.
Yeah, what happened to that?
And then we literally never went back to it. And then we merged and suddenly Tiffany is with Suri. And this is another point to my case of like, why haven't we had more of this sort of dueling Aubrey and Suri? Because like, I think Aubrey losing Tiffany as a number and going to Suri, you know, really benefited Suri and really put Aubrey in an interesting place where like she had to find other people. And that's around the time when she was like buttering up to Jonathan and Joe. So like, yeah, I think Tiffany was super important in the evolution of both of their games. And it's like, yeah, I'm a little bummed we didn't see more of that. But I think, my read on Tiffany is like, I think she's got tired. Like, why is she fixating? Like, read the room. Like, no one is worried about Rizzo's idol. Stop talking about it. And frankly, Rizzo's technically, as far as you think, more on your side right now. Mm. Like, if you shut up about the idol, maybe Rizzo wouldn't have come for Suri because he would have felt more comfortable with Suri and you. Like, what are you doing? And I think, like, yeah, I think she's just tired, you know, because she's been playing such a good social game and that takes like a lot of energy, you know?
That's a great point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. What if, so, Yeah.
She and wasn't the so fixating, focused.
The fixating, people get really annoyed because they're like, girl, we don't care. Shut up. Like, it starts to just weigh on you. And that's why I think, like, it put more of a target on her back. I think it made her, because everyone else is like, girl, we're not worried about it. Like, he's just not going to play it. You know, like, and she just couldn't get off it. I think that was a big issue for her, honestly. Yeah.
So, you made also a great point about the Aubrey losing Tiffany to Ceri thing. Maybe, yeah. And again, I'm reading into the edit here, but when they, if she wins, they don't want to necessarily show maybe her losing her number of Tiffany to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I could, right. Again.
Even though, playing. Doesn't that make an interesting, like, winner's to arc? It's like you even had this big blunder where you lost this, like, kind of crucial.
True.
This crucial number. Yeah. Yeah. I just know from Ceri that, like, her, D, and Tiffany really bonded. And I wish we got more of that. Like, what a cool trio to just see, like, relating to each other and, like, hanging out and, like, talking strategy. And we didn't get a lot of that. And I think probably that relationship, I think D was probably pretty instrumental in why Aubrey couldn't sort of join in a trio there. But yeah. This is all speculation, but
no, Ceri told me Black Widow Brigade 2.0 is Tiffany, D, and
If Amanda Kimmel was there.
Oh, Amanda Kimmel.
Yeah, that was great. I loved that.
Some people said that, again, this is speculation. I don't think it's been confirmed, that Aubrey was the one to replace Amanda Kimmel. Do we know if that's true?
Oh, interesting. They don't really feel the same. I mean, they're all over the place with 50, but I don't know.
Amanda feels more like a Stephanie to me.
Totally.
Like, in terms of, like, physical and whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But interesting.
It would have changed the dynamics for sure, I think. Yeah.
Well, also, would Ozzy be working with Ceri and Amanda? Like, I don't know about that. But
let's run it back.
Let's run it back. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So what's upcoming? I think Tiff's in trouble here. I think we're kind of setting up kind of an Aubrey win. Like I said, I think the edit is kind of strange. But yeah, who are we rooting for? For me, I think I gotta go. I don't know. You tell me. I'm going to get in trouble.
I mean, like, you know, I think at this point, if I'm being realistic, I want Aubrey to win. You know, I don't want Ceri's loss to be in vain. You know, like, if someone's going to take Ceri out, she better win that game, you know? So, like, and I'm giving the credit to Aubrey. But I would say Tiffany, like, just in my heart, I want Tiffany to win, you know, but I just think Tiffany is in so much trouble. I just am, you know, yeah. I think Tiffany has a harder time of getting to final tribal than Aubrey does at this point. But kill me if the others win.
I actually forgot that Jonathan, I believe, also lost in fire. So now that I think about it, he could be in trouble in fire. I'm almost positive he lost in fire. So,
interesting. Oh.
Two people.
Okay, wow, that's interesting, actually. Yeah, I mean, this final four immunity is going to be super crazy. Like, I think we could have any number of combinations depending on who wins the final four. I mean, of course, yes, who goes out at five, but, like, I think that's
why they want Tiffany out.
Gonna be hot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy, I think.
Imagine if Tiffany got to the end and she was like, listen, I'm one of the people that everyone was surprised I'm even here. Yeah. Like, she got so much. I feel like she was one of the people that, like, people were like, why is she on the cast? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, she was an underdog. I was like, she's going to go far because no one's looking at her a threat. Now she's winning immunities. Now I really think she hopefully changed people's mind about, like, why she was even there, because
totally.
She also was, like, in my opinion, the person that was, like, speaking to, like, what I was thinking a lot of the time as an audience member. So that was lovely. I love that.
Yeah. And I loved her in her confessionals. Like, I just,
exactly.
I mean, I wanted more of them, but I think she absolutely was, like, the people's princess this season. You know, she spoke for the people. And I think she evolved a lot with playing fairly recently.
Yeah.
I think her game really, really changed and really, she really took control. And wasn't scared, you know. I think, you know, I'm not to knock on him too much. I think Rizzo is, like, so scared at this point and is just masking it all with, like, this, like, cling to the idol and just with his whole, like, facade of, like, I'm doing this thing, you know. But I think I don't know. It's like, I was saying this, like, he doesn't have the guts to just, he should have just played it and been like, everybody shut up about it. Kind of like what Aubrey did. Mm. But I think he doesn't have the guts to not have that in his pocket. You know, Aubrey was like, yeah, I'll get rid of this idol and I will continue to stay dominant in this game. So thank you. Please stop talking about me. And Rizzo just like has not, it's now so powerless because he hasn't just like, yeah. Anyway, I'm so interested in the lack of idol play. I don't know.
I think it has to do with 49 too. I think because he was successful at holding on to it, that obviously affected how he, I mean, he literally just played. So,
I know.
But yeah, yeah. Do we think the winner owes Rick Devens like something for getting $2 million?
No.
No. Like a nice dinner or something?
No, I mean, obviously. Trip to Disneyland. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, take everyone out to dinner. Fuck it. $2 million.
What are we expecting? I'll be there, Izzy, but like, ugh, what are we expecting from this finale, the reunion? I am keeping my expectations very low.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited, you know, I'm excited to see the votes being read. It feels like very exciting to know it's live. It feels very Big Brother. Like, I mean, I think there's something, I mean, this has been, what the season should have been Survivor 50 Big Brother. Like this was such a Big Brother season, actually, you know,
arguing over food, just, yeah.
Arguing over food, twists that don't make sense, like, and stall the game, too much luck everywhere, you
there's
know,
all
like,
luck, yeah.
Yeah, this live tribal, lots of double evictions, you know. Anyway, I think it was very Big Brother coded. So I'm very excited for the energy of like the votes being read live. I think this cast was messy. And so yes, I think like the reunion part could be good. I mean, like if they let them.
Well, depends on what Jeff brings up. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. I mean, I think Jeff is like so obsessed ever since Thomas like said that Survivor is like for the queers, that like it's a gay show, and he was like, no, he's been on this like Survivor is a family show bullshit. So like I'm worried.
Oh, I didn't know that. When was that? Yeah.
It was like, I mean, it was sort of like in the
when was Thomas
started airing, I think. Anyway, but yeah, it was like I noticed that. I was like, why are we talking so much about this being like a family show? Because I was at a lot of the live events that Jeff, the Paley Museum thing and blah blah blah, stuff like that, and interviews he did before 50 started, and he was like all this like family show, you know, focused.
We're gonna get a lot of kids in the reunion, a lot of cuts to a child.
I'm practicing not frowning when I hear children. I didn't do a good job just then.
Oh God, I hope we don't. I mean, I don't need, also Billie Eilish, stay away from the reunion, please. We don't need you there.
Well, she don't want to be there. She's never watched the show.
Unless she's showing up to apologize to Genevieve and give her money or something.
Yeah, she's absolutely not. It's crazy. Billie Eilish, the biggest flop of the season, you know, so sad.
It really did make me not like her as much.
Yeah, I was a little bummed. Like, and I know it's like, we're like a nerd community, but like, we exist. We're here. Like,
don't
we
pick on us.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah, but I hope it gets juicy. I mean, like, you know, let Stephanie try and say something. Oh, I just know
people are gonna lose it.
Yeah, I just like want that. You know, I want her to say some dumb shit at the finale.
I'll be there. Couple other questions.
Okay.
Anyone from this season you think we'll see play again?
Maybe Christian. Oh, I just think they have to apologize. They have to apologize to Christian in a big way, I think.
Talk to me about that. What do you think? Just the whole
journey. Yeah, I think like
journey
on a season like this. Yeah, he was basically
writing for yourself
to participate. Yeah. You know, the twist was so damning on a season like this. Like, you know, people were comparing it to Rachel Riley's exit in BB27, and it's like it does feel similar, where it's like maybe people wouldn't be so mad if it wasn't Christian that it affected, but fundamentally it was a damning twist that like whoever got it would have gone home, you know. I mean, like, imagine if Suri got, like, there would have been no question, you know what I mean? No question. Like, and I think ultimately there was no question whether it was going to be Christian, you know what I mean? Like, frankly, even though they tried to hype
they
made, it up.
Yeah, they make it seem like no, but
he's
yeah.
writing his own name. Like, obviously, they're writing his name down. Anyway, so.
Oh, my God. So I hope Allison Grodner and Rich don't start doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess, like, you know, I hope Tiffany plays again, you know, like,
I can see it.
But I don't know, like, I clearly don't have the same aesthetics or priorities, so I, like, maybe not as good at this game.
I hate to tell you, but I think Rizzo's playing again at some point.
It's like legends are built. They don't just exist, you know, like, whoever Survivor chooses to invite back, that's who people are going to love, you know, like, it, yeah. Oh man. I just like, yeah. Anyway, it's just luck of the draw.
There's a lot of luck. Yeah. Any thoughts on 51 and 52? I think they're all new players. I am a little like, please don't go back to what the same old shit. Cause like, yeah. I was getting a little, I went back and rewatched the new era cause I skipped a few things and it's fine. I think there are seasons and there's highlights for sure. I was getting a little bored.
Me too. Say. Well, I like, yeah, I mean, I barely watched some of the last couple seasons because it just feels so formulaic. I've said this before. I don't know if I've said this to you, but like my hot take on like what to do with these like two seasons a year nonsense is do it like RuPaul's Drag Race does. Like, I think we have a newbie season. Mm-hmm. And an all-star season and start like bringing people back. It's such a short game. Like, and people are thirsty for it. Like the fans are thirsty to see people play again. Like the players are thirsty for it. Like, I think just like we can make a really fun ecosystem that also like allows.
Like Traitors is doing essentially.
Yeah. Like Traitors is doing, like Drag Race is doing, like
Know Drag Race did that. That's smart.
Yeah, like every year they do like a new season of Drag Race and then immediately after they air an all-star season. And like that's like, and the format is like a little bit different, you know, and it's great. It like really works. And the all-star seasons are way good. They're better, you know, I think.
So I feel like they like to keep them few and far between. It's like, oh, we want people to be hungry for them. But if the gameplay is just as good, or like you're saying Drag Race is just as good, like you're not like, oh, we're sick of these, right? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, like on Drag Race, they change the format. So like teams don't get eliminated right away. So you see people stay. There's also a social element where they're like awarding each other points.
And I love when they do that.
To like continue. So there's like some strat involved. It really speaks to my gamer brain. I really like it. And so, yeah, but I think Survivor could do something. I think the whole like sort of CBS network trifecta.
I agree with that.
Something like that. Maybe it's not Survivor the game, but there is some challenge-esque game that is geared towards gamers, you know, that just like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because I feel bad from the player's perspective, I feel bad that it's like, I don't know. It's just like a Rolodex. Like you just
got to wait, man.
So, yeah.
All right. And then Big Brother... Are you excited about Big Brother? Or are you?
I'm so hungry for another Big Brother season.
I'm starting to feel it, Izzy.
Yeah, you feel ready? Like you starting to post cryptic? Like everyone's excited. yeah, I love it. I can't wait. Yeah, I miss the feeds. Like I so wish we had live feeds for Survivor 50.
You know? I'll check in with you in early September and see if you're still feeling that way. But hopefully, like listen. Last season, I was up there right until the end watching the
feeds. Me too. Yeah. Yeah. No, so, I'm excited.
Do we think we're going to get returning players anytime soon on Big Brother?
I don't know. I think we're like in a weird if, you know, I guess Survivor is really the only like show that's like a season number has been a goalpost. You know, like Big Brother hasn't been, like the last All-Stars was a season 22. Like that's random, right? Like, so yeah. I don't know, but like somehow Big Brother 30 coming feels like, big. You know, potentially like that's going to be like an all returners season. I don't know. This is like totally just, you know,
I agree with that. And I think they were happy. At least that's what I think. And that's what ratings were saying about the Rachel return last year. I think it brought in viewers. And so we'll see.
Yeah, there might be. Like, right, know. There might be a couple, right? Like, I mean, like a little sprinkling. I know people, I've been, you know, on the blue ski, they be saying, you know, maybe a coach's season or like something like that, you know?
People complain. They're like, stop bringing these people because they always get to the finals. Like, there's always one returning player who gets like to the final two or wins. And so they're like, stop bringing these people back. But then when they don't, everyone's like, well, where are the returning players? And I'm like, guys, I know. Well, what do you want?
Listen, it's not Big Brother if we don't have hypocrisy and like.
Oh my God. I tweeted. Really
bringing Hypocrisy Hill to Survivor.
Yes. We're all living on 500 Hypocrisy Hill during Big Brother season.
So busy. The rent is expensive.
Okay. Izzy, would you? I mean, I already know the answer to this, but people want to know, would you play Big Brother again?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I would love to play Big Brother again. Yeah, I mean, I'm sick in the head. I loved it the first time, like genuinely loved it.
One of the few, I feel like.
And yeah, I mean, I think about it constantly. So yeah, I mean, just like I like thinking about the game and like where I would fit and like all that stuff. So yeah, I think about it a lot. I would love it. Yeah.
Okay. I got to do a podcast that's like a dream cast of the next returning. I think I'm going to do that because now I'm thinking about like, who would you be in there with? That would be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think about that too.
And what about Amazing Race? Obviously, the 40th season's coming up. Would you be interested in doing that?
Absolutely. I mean, it is the only show that Paige wants to do. She didn't want to do it the first time. But yeah, yes. I mean, we think about the race also all the time. And so, yes, if the race called, we would absolutely be answering the call. Okay.
What about Big Brother? Or I'm sorry. What about Survivor? Because a lot of Big Brother players are now saying they would do Survivor.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I think the community is like a little thirsty right now. You know, like everybody's thirsty.
They're like, no one's calling. Traders isn't calling.
And it's like, you know, I guess I'm no different. Like Survivor started it all for me. You know, like I was a Survivor nerd first. And so like that itch has never gone away. In some ways, like it's nice that Survivor still feels like sacred, that I can still be a fan, you know. That's like, because I don't know if I'm really like, I obsess over Big Brother when there's a new season and also The Amazing Race, and I love it, and like I can't turn my gamer brain off, but like I don't really feel like I'm a fan anymore.
Well, you also have seen the other side of and kind of how it was made, so I think it like just changes a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like nice that maybe Survivor still feels like a little special. So yeah. Like, yeah, like part of me is like doesn't ever want that to go away, but no, of course, I'm hungry for it. I would be playing for the field's name.
Yes. You know?
So yeah, I mean, yeah, I would love to do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Izzy, obviously, I appreciate you chatting today. This was so fun. Let's see if I get in trouble for anything I said. No, I'm just kidding.
Leave Sharon alone.
I don't think I have the most mild takes, guys. In fact, people in the comments are like, you don't even give in your opinion. I was like, because I like to hear other people's opinions.
Well, you're so good. Like, you've got neutral face. Like,
it's not always easy. If I couldn't play Big Brother, because I'd be like,
no, I mean, in the interviews, like, I don't think in real life, but like right here, it's like you got
thanks.
Your professional face on, you know?
Yeah. For the listeners, please like and subscribe. Be sure to check out my interviews with both Rick and Suri. I thought they were super fun. I was trying to ask Suri like questions I knew she wasn't gonna be asked in every interview, because that's always the problem with these things. So I thought it was super fun. She gave me a really funny story about Shannon Sharp she saw on the plane, and then I was asking her about her eyelashes because I thought they looked really good. So go check that out. I will be at the live finale this week. So if you have questions for the cast, for the final five, you can comment down below. I'll try to get to those. And yeah, I'll be back this week with more Survivor 50 coverage.